Okay, we're picking up from the bottom of the Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're three lines from the bottom. We're continuing another statement of Rav Yehuda. It says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Shlosha Devarim Hamarich Bein Marich and Yama Veshnosav." There are three things. If a person does them for a long time, period of time, a long time, then he's going to have Arichos Yamim. What are these rings? So the Gemara says, "Hamarich Betfilaso." If you have a long Shmona Esrei, Ve'amarich Al Shulchano, and someone who has a long meal, Ve'amarich Beveis Hakisei, and someone who sits in the bathroom for a long time. Says the Gemara, "Amarech betfiloso mal yusayi." Is it really true that having a long Shmona Esrei is considered a good thing? V'amar b'chiv amaradok amar Yochanan, turning at the next Talmud, kol amarech betfiloso ume'ayin ba'asov ba'li de kev lev. Someone who has a long tefillah and he expects it. We saw this Gemara already came up in the Perek Ein Omdin, and we saw over there, Rashi said, because you expect it to happen, so ba'li de kev lev, a person is going to eventually feel like his heart's going to be hurting because it wasn't answered. Shenemar tocheles meushcha mechal lelev. Someone who has a long tefillah is going to make someone's heart be in pain. So says the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to continue with the Raya. For this, Rabbi Yitzchak, shlosh dvarim mazkir avodos shel adam. Three things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember your sins in Shemayim. So what are these things? Ve'eluhen kir natoy. If a person goes near a wall that's leaning, sounds like probably because it's dangerous, Pasha says it's a wall that's like about to fall or something like that. Ve'iyun tefillah. Iyun tefillah is expecting a tefillah, is a long tefillah that you expect to be answered. Moser din al chaver el shemayim. That's why we're bringing this in, but we just mentioned Agav, the other two halachas. And the third one is that someone who thinks that if he has, Rashi tells us it's a case where if one thinks that his friend did wrong to him and he doesn't need to go to Beis Din, he'll just daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person should be punished for doing something wrong to him. Then if you feel that way, then it's a little bit of arrogance that you feel that you should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do it for you, and then you have to be answered. Either way, that's going to create a din for you. So now, but either the point of this three statements was the one about Iyun Tefillah being problematic. So now the Gemara has to answer us. The Gemara answers, "Hello, Kasha. There's no problem over here. Ha de ma'ayin, but the case where it is problematic is where you expect your tefillah to be answered. Ha de lo ma'ayin, but one who doesn't expect this tefillah to be answered, but he has a long Shmona Esrei, that is a very good thing." So the Gemara asks, though, "Vehechi avid." At the end of the day, though, you daven so much, what can a person do? So the Gemara answers, "Demapesh barachabe." Should keep davening and asking for more rachamim, more mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a big machlokas achronim. What in the world is the Gemara's answer about keep asking for rachamim? So it could be, I thought the pshat is my own pshat, I think based on some achronim, is that a person should never give up and continuously, doesn't necessarily expect it to happen, but think that if you keep davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at some point might answer you, but don't think that you're entitled for Hashem to expect it to happen, but you can continue trying as best as you can by keep on davening for it. Okay, that's possibly what the Gemara is saying. The big machlokas achronim ayin sham for that. The Gemara continues now with what Rabbi Yehuda said. The Gemara says, "Va'amarech al shulchana." What is the reason someone who spends a long time at his table is going to have arichos yamin? So the Gemara says, "Dal ma'ase ani avi'ayv lei." If a person is going to have a long meal, then maybe a poor person will come and be able to give food to him. B'chsev hamizbech eight shalosh almos gova. So this is a pasuk in Echeskel. It's talking about the mizbech of the Beis HaShlishi. I think this was already talking about the future one that Hashem is going to build. So three almos tall. B'chsev aydavrelayz ha'shulchan asher lefnei. Maybe it was still talking about the previous one. Okay, not sure. Otherwise, somebody at the base of Megdash, and it says that this is the table that he has having before Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara asks, "Pasuk mizbeach v'sim b'shulchan." It's telling you the dimensions of the mizbeach, and then it goes all of a sudden, "Vaydaber elai zeh shulchan l'shulchan." Then he said, "This is the table that's before Kadosh Baruch Hu." What are you talking about the table over here? What are you talking about the shulchan? So the Gemara answers, "Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Damrei Tavar, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar. They both say, 'Kol zman shebeis hamikdash kayam.' Anytime when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Mizbeach HaParach HaPer L'Yisrael. Ve'achshav Shulchan HaShalad HaMechah HaPer Elav. And now, our table is going to take the place." That's what the Chiddush of this Pasuk is telling you, that when the Beis HaMikdash is around, that gives us the Kapara. When not, person's table is going to give him Kapara. Why? Because you're going to be giving poor people food if they come at that time. The big Shaila is, why don't you just take it sell directly? If a person is going to give tzedakah, then he's going to have arichos yamin. The tzedakah tatzim emavis is the pasuk we're basing it off of. Then just give tzedakah directly. What does it mean you have to having a meal and then bring them in and have the meal? Okay, I leave some of that chronah ben yada talks about that shaila. Okay, continues the gemara now. What about the third practice Rabbi Yehuda said about going to the bathroom? Now, marach beis akisa, what is the great mamayusa? The gemara asks, is it really even good to go to the bathroom for a long time? By Tanya, the brisa says, asar darim ben meridam de tachtonias. There's 10 things that bring a person to have hemorrhoids. What are these 10 things? Ochal Alekinim, someone who eats leaves of these type of reeds, vale gefanim, someone has leaves of these grapevines, ulave gefanim, these shoots of the grapevines, umirogne behema, or if you have, Rashi has the makum she'enu chalak, sounds like the hard part of the meat of the animal, vishidro shal dag, or if you have the backbone of a fish, vidag maliach she'enu mavushal kol tzarcho, or if you have a salted fish which wasn't completely cooked, vashos shamar yain, someone who drinks the lees of wine, vamekaneach besid, someone who wipes himself after using the bathroom. Number two, he wipes himself with lime, uvecharisis, you wipe yourself with some sort of pottery, like a broken part of pottery, or using the same wipe of the same rock, like a little rock that your friend used to wipe with. That was obviously, so that's good, because Gemara's right, there's a ton of germs in that. It's very unhealthy. Says someone who is squatting when he's using number two, and if he does that for a long time, he is going to get tachtonia. So the Gemara we see the braces says that standing while squatting for a long time is going to create a person to get sick. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, no, there's a fundamental difference. It's a very simple one. If a person is squatting, that's very unhealthy for a long time. However, if a person's sitting on a normal bathroom, right, like just like on a chair in a normal bathroom, then that would not be a problem. And if spending a long time there, the Gemara is assuming would be in fact healthy. So the Gemara continues now. There was a certain noblewoman who used to tell Rabbi Yehuda, your face is, as Rashi is, shining. Like your shining face is that of like someone who works with pigs and someone who lends beribis, someone who lends money with interest. So why those two things? Rashi says because those two things are very little work. And a person is very happy with them because he has to do very little in order to be very wealthy. So he responded to her, Amar la, heminus ladide tarvesu asirat. Heminusa, that's a lashon shvua, Rashi says. Emuna, like my faith, that's a lashon shvua. So, heminusa ladide tarvesu asirat, both of these things I hold are asir for me to do. To both grow pigs, Umar and Bava Kama says it's usher to do that, and to also obviously lend beribis, and to lend with interest, Jew obviously, to a non-Jew it is mutter, then that's usher to me. So do I look very good? Why do I look very young for my age? There's 24 bathrooms for me, from where I live until the base medrash. When I go from one to the other, I check myself in all of them to make sure I don't have to go to the bathroom. So it seems from here that the Gemara, that the maila of having to go to the bathroom for a long time is just making sure that you won't have to go later. So if a person goes for a short amount of time but has a lot of bathrooms in his vicinity of where he is, which is most of the time nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have bathrooms all over the place, so you wouldn't necessarily need to go for a long time. As long as you have a bathroom near you, you don't have to hold it in, and you're able to go to the bathroom whenever you need to. Okay, that's what that's here. So once you mention the things that give person a richos, I mean, Rav Yehuda now lists three things that are going to give a person chas v'shalom mekatzer one's life, to shorten someone's life. Rav Yehuda, shosador mekatzer yamav shnosav shalom. There are three things that are shorten person's days and years. Interesting why they use the yamiv and shnosav, their days and their years. Okay, mishnosin lo sefer Torah leokros v'ena korah. If a person is called up to read the Torah and he doesn't want to, so Rav points out, what do you mean? If he doesn't know the laning, that's obviously okay. No, he's referring to someone out of arrogance for whatever reason decides that he doesn't want to read the Torah. However, if you're not able to, again, we're talking about the times of Gemara, where the person who got the Aliyah was the person who was laning. So then that would be a problem. That's where we're very machmir about a person being called up. A person's called up to Aliyah, that's why he gets the Aliyah. Akadei kach, I believe that the reason that the Sephardim don't call by name is to be choshesh for this Gemara completely. To never call a person by name because we're afraid the person might not hear you and you're going to call him for Aliyah, not going to come. So they never call. They just say Yamod and they just point to someone to give them the Aliyah. Okay? Kosa brachal varchin varch. If a person is given a cup of to bench over, to lead the benching, and he doesn't do that, that's also not a good thing. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Va'amadei gatzma b'rabbanu, someone who takes authority over himself, takes authority over other people, is going to also have his life shortened. So the Gemara now, Sefer Torah, Lirkos v'ena Korah, what's the source that someone who doesn't want to get Aliyah, who doesn't want to read the Torah, is going to be punished? The Torah is your life and your day, the length of your days. So a person has to keep the person who's rejecting that is not going to get this arichus yamin that the Torah is giving you. Kosha bracha levarach bin avarach. How do I know the person who's getting a bracha, who's offered the bracha to lead the benching and doesn't, his life is short. Rachman alatzan dechsev ve'avarechacha mevarechacha. I will, so the pasuk by Avram, Hashem promised Avram, I'm going to bless those who bless you. So what's that? So Rashi says that who is considered someone who is a zera of Avram, all the Hashem, Avram's descendants, that's anyone that you're by. So if you're going to someone's house and he offers you to bench, you're going to say Berachos Areach, you're going to bless the balabayas are going to bless the person whose house you're at. So if you don't do that, that is a shtach, and therefore the pasuk tells you, I'm going to bless those who bless you, implies that also if you don't bless you, then I'm also going to not give them a bracha and be makatz to their life. So therefore you should always give the birchas orech. Be careful. So that's in general a person, whenever he goes to someone's house, be very makbid to say birchas orech out loud, even if you're not leading the benching. Okay? That's what comes out of here. V'amane gatzbar abanos, someone who has authority over people is going to have his life shortened. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Ma Yosef, why did Yosef die before his brothers? He died because he was the person who took authority over them, and therefore he died first. It seems to be not just stam whenever you just take authority, but if you're overly taking authority, and the Pirkei Rabbi Lazar quotes that all the times they said Avadecha, and Yosef didn't protest to them saying Avadecha, and the whole sugya went with Binyamin, when they all came, they kept banging Yosef, Avadecha, Avadecha, when they came down, so there they said Avadecha all those times, and he didn't protest those, connected those 10 times, Yosef was punished. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Three things require Hashem's mercy. Doesn't everything need Hashem's mercy? So it seems to be that these things are completely, based on Rashi, these things are completely out of your control. You should always be davening for them. What are they? Melech Tov, to have a good king, that someone is not going to be terrible for you. Shana Tova, have a good year. V'chalam Tov, and a good dream. Now the Gemara is going to quote Psukim for all these things. Melech Tov, dechsev, pal gemayim, lev melech b'yad Hashem. Like streams of water, the heart of the king is in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see, Lev Melech B'Yad Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who's going to be the king, if he's going to be good or bad. Shana Tova Dechsev, Tamid, Inech Hashem, Tamid, Inech Hashem, Lech HaKabay, Rashid Zabav, Rech Hashem, referring to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is looking at it from the beginning to the end, but just reference to all, the whole year. Hashem looks from the beginning to the end of the year, and is going to see if he's going to give you a good year or not. Chalam Tov, how do I know? Good dream, Dechsev, Vatechalmeni, Vatechayeni. The Chamed of Techayin literally means that you're going to strengthen me and you're going to give me life. The Gemara's addressing of Lashon Chalmini Chalom is saying that you'll give me a good dream and you're going to give me life. So the Gemara quotes a related Maimer from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Shloshet Devarim Machriz Adam Machriz Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzma. Three things HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaims. What are they? Ve'eluhein Rav Sova Parnes Tov. A famine, or there's going to be good, there's going to be a lot of food. Sova, right? Parnes Tov, there's going to be a good leader. Those are three things that aren't from natural causes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes them on his own, that they're going to be directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra'av Dechsiv, how do I know by Ra'av? It says, Ki Kara Hashem Arav. Hashem called out. Hashem himself is going to call the famine. Hashem saying, now I'm going to call out, I'm going to basically, so I'm going to give the grain and I'm going to increase it, which is a lot of food. Parnes tov, dechsev, what does the pasuk say? Hashem says to Moshe, I called out B'Shem Betzalel. So that is the parnes tov, who was creating the Mishkan. He was appointed to build the Mishkan. And now the Gemara, once we're talking about Bezalel, Gemara continues another Maimer from Bezalel, Amar B'Yitzchak, Ein Mamedin Parnes Al Tzibur, one does not appoint the leader over a Tzibur of a community, Elaim Ken Nimlachem Tzibur, first you have to consult the community, it's not a dictatorship, completely. Shenemar Re'u Karasi B'Shem Bezalel, Re'u in the plural. And so what does that mean, Re'u? Amar, so Gemara's address now, Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, how can I like Bezalel? Do you like Bezalel? So Amar Lo, Ribono Shalolam, if you think he's good, I have to consult me. So then he says, Amar Lo, Amar Fabichen, Lechem Orlehem, go ask Klal Yisrael if they want Bezalel also. Halach Femelam Yisrael. So they went to ask Klal Yisrael, do you want Bezalel to be the one who's appointed to do the Mishkan? Agon Alecha Bezalel, is he good for you? Do you think he's worthy of this title? Amar Lo, Ilef Nekash Baruch Hu Lefanecha, Ugan Lefanenu Lekol Shekein. If Moshe Rabbeinu, you agreed, and Kol Shekein Akash Baruch Hu agreed, then you even have to ask us, who are we? We're little pishers, we're nothing. So therefore, they accepted. Okay, that's what we see. But we still see that Hashem sent them to go ask if Bezalel is worthy. Therefore, whenever you're appointing someone to be a leader of a community, you should consult the community first. Okay, another statement once we're talking about Bezalel. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Marchinam Rabbi Yochanan, Bezalel, what's the lashon of Bezalel? Bezalel can be read as Bezalel, meaning literally the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Shem Chachma Zanikra, this is a lashon that he had so much Chachma. Why? How do I know this? Bishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Lechem Mordo LeBetzalel, Asay LeMishkan Aron VeKelim. The pasuk says, so Hashem commanded Moshe to make a Mishkan Aron and Kelim. Halach Moshe Vach, Moshe switched the order and told Betzalel, V'amar Lo, Asay Aron Kelim U'Mishkan. Then he told them to first make the Aron, to make the ark, right, where the luchos are gonna be, and then all the Kelim for the Mishkan and all the things that they needed for the Mishkan, and then the actual Mishkan itself. So why did he do this? What do you mean? If Hashem told him the other way, why was he doing this? So it's similar to Shonam explained that he was dafka doing this to test what would Bezalel's reaction be. So what was his reaction? Amar Lo, Bezalel said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu, Minhago Shalolam, this is the way of the world. Adam bone bayis v'acham machmanis etochel kelim. First the person builds a house, And then he puts the all the kelim, the tables, the chairs, and everything into it. Aaron, the kelim, Mishkan. You're going to tell me like the opposite. Put in the Aaron and the kelim and all the vessels of the Mishkan. Where am I going to put them? Kelim, I don't have a house to put them in. I don't have anywhere to put them in the Mishkan yet. If you want me to build them before the Mishkan, Shema kachem alakosh baruch hu. So he asked him, maybe Hashem told you this. In which case, I'll do it. Asa Mishkan Aaron vekelim. So maybe. So sorry. So he says, Shema kachem alakosh baruch hu. Asa Mishkan Aaron vekelim. Maybe Hashem really told you to first make an Aaron and then a kelim. And then he says, Amar lo, Shema Bitzalel Yisaviyadata. You really were Bitzalel in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you knew what Hashem wanted, and you're really right. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this, and you must be so extremely smart. I'm just wondering, like, that's like a Pashat Svar. I'm not exactly sure. Okay, this, I guess, showed also his godless as well. Continues the Gemara now, Amar Avida Marav. So another big mile of Bitzalel. He knew, Rashi says, through the Sefer Yetzirah, to how Shemai Varetz, how the heaven and the earth were created. It says over here, he had Chachma, he had Tevuna, which is deep understanding, and Das is an even higher level of knowledge. The Pasuk in Mishlei says that Hashem, with wisdom, he created the world, Konen Shemayim Bisvuna. He established the Shemayim with understanding. So also through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge, the depths of the world were opened. They were brought together. So the Gemara says over here that we see that Bezalel had this ability also to know how Hashem created the world. He was extremely, extremely wise. Once you're talking about Chachma now, we're going to continue talking about wisdom. So Hashem only gives wisdom to those who already have some wisdom, and He adds to them. The Pasuk of Daniel says, He gives wisdom to those who are already wise, and knowledge to those who are understanding, showing that Hashem gives wisdom to those who already have it. So Shema Rav Tachlif the Marava heard this, Gamar Kameh the Rebbe, about when he said from the Yomar Balei, Asim Hasnas Mitalu, this is where you heard it from, Anime Halchad, now we have a Pasuk in Chumash already says, you don't have to go all the way over there. So Daniel, the Chsiv of Alev Chachachmim, Natazi Chachma. A pasuk when describing Bitzalel says, those who are already wise, I put wisdom. Meaning, v'leiv chokmei, it sounds like those who are already wise, Hashem was giving Dafka the wisdom over here. Okay, now the Gemara is going to quote a lot of maimers in the name of Rav Chista. So that's the Gemara. Amar Rav Chista, kol chalam v'lo tavus. Rav Chista said, give me any dream, just not a dream of someone, of having something, someone fasting, or me fasting in the dream. Why not? So Rashi explains, because if you have a dream of fasting, that is a bad simen, chas v'shalom, because why are you, if a person's fasting is only for something bad that's happening. So Hashem is giving him a simen, chas v'shalom, and something bad is happening. V'yamar Rav Chista also said, of a dream that hasn't been interpreted by anyone, like a letter that hasn't been read, which Rashi points out that nothing good nor bad is going to happen from it because it's all about the interpretation. The Gemara is going to expand on this a little more, but that's what the Gemara says right now. Even if you have a good dream, not every single thing in that good dream is going to come true. And also the same thing for the negative side. If you have a negative side with a lot of negative things in your dream, then not every single bad part of that dream is going to come true. In a certain way, a negative dream is better than a positive. Why? Because Rashi says, if you have a bad dream, you're going to be worried about it and do tshuva. If you have a good dream, you're not going to worry about it and do tshuva. So the fact that it leads to tshuva will literally negate all the bad dream and make HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive you. The fact that you're so sad and distraught about it, that already is a kapara for you. The fact that you're distraught is creating the kapara for you. However, the positive dream, the fact that you're besameach, that's already a reward. So Hashem is giving you a reward for that dream already, and you're losing out a little bit, and you're getting this world and reward for the dream already. And the Gemara continues now, Amar Rav Yosef said the following, for me, even when I have a good dream, it's nullified by the fact that I'm happy about it. And Rav Ashi points out that Rav Chista was blind. Rav Chista didn't have many enjoyments in this life. He suffered a lot. Yet, the little bit of hana he had from the fact that his dream was good, he was saying that Hashem took away my schar ki'ilu because the dream was good. Okay, now the Gemara continues with a hemshich of Divri Rav Chista. Be'amar Rav Chista, chama bisha kasha minagda. A bad dream is worse than literally getting malchus, because a person is so distraught about it, you get a little patch, okay, it happens once in a while, but then you go weiter, here it's very, very painful. Hashem acted that a person should always fear before him. A negative dream, a person is always worried about it, he's fearing Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it'll frighten someone. A lot of times, a person mamish wakes up in a pachad when he has a negative dream. The Gemara quotes now the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that a person who tells the dream, someone who literally my word is speaking with, he's telling the truth. Ma'al Teven is a bar neum Hashem. So this is how the pasuk is ending off, that literally how can the chaff, right? The chaff is the part, like the husks of the wheat that you pull off when you do like the winnowing process. How can that compare to the wheat? So says the Gemara, v'chima inyan bar v'teven etzel cholam. So what is what is the shaychus between the chaff and the wheat to a dream? Meaning, what does the Gemara make? Why does the pasuk make the connection between the two? So it says Gemara now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, K'shem she'yev shel bar below teven. Just impossible to have wheat without the chaff mixed in, without doing this process of winnowing. Kach yev shel cholam below dvar mitam. It's impossible to have a dream without something that has points that are going to be not actually mekuyam in the dream. So the Gemara continues now, Amar Rabbi Yochia cholam afal pishim k'tasam eskaim. Even though part of the dream is fulfilled, kulam meinam eskaim. There's no such thing as a dream that every single aspect of your dream is going to be fulfilled. Minala mi Yosef. We know this from Yosef. It says that the pasuk says that the shemesh reach, the sun and the moon and 11 stars are bowing down to me. So the Gemara says, his mother had already died. Rachel was dead. So who was the shemesh reach? It was supposed to be Yaakov and Rachel, and then the 11 children, the 11 other brothers, were the ones there. But it had 11 brothers and Yaakov all bowed down. However, there was no such thing as Rachel ever bowing down. Just to point out that the Rashi and Chumash. Clearly, Rashi and Chumash clearly seems to disagree because he quotes the fact that Bilah bowed down was Ki'ilu like the one in Rachel, so that midrash seems to disagree with Gemara, but you could shtim the Gemara in that by saying that it wasn't fully Mekuyam, but even that wasn't the full Kiyam. Okay, either way. The Gemara continues now, Amar Ablevi, the Olam Yitzapad and the Chalam Tov Adesim Hashtam Shana, person should wait 22 years for a good dream to happen. Minalan, mi Yosef. Where is the precedent? We see this by Yosef. How do we know this? Tichsiv, Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvasa Shana. Yosef was 70 years old, and right after that story, we see the story of the dreams. And that was when he said this dream to the brothers. They got all upset about him, and the Shemesh V'Arech, bowing down to him. Tichsiv, Yosef ben Shalom Shana, b'mad l'fnei Paro. We know that Yosef was 30 years old when he was before Paro. So the Gemara says, "Min shiv zayad tlosin kama havi." How much do you have from 17 to 30? Tlosin shrei, so you have 13 years. Vishav the sheva. So we have the 7 years of disava, rather of the 7 years of plenty, which was Yosef's dream, and then tarta de chafta. There was 2 years of the famine. So then we know there was an additional 9 years. So then we have esrim mishtem. We have 22 years that passed before Yosef's dreams were finally mekuyam, were finally fulfilled. Okay, the Gemara continues now. Amar Rav Huna leolam leadam tov ein marin lechalam tov. A good person, we don't show him a good dream. And a negative person, we don't show him. An evil person, we don't show him a bad dream. Why not? So if it's a good person, we don't show him a good dream because he'll get complacent in avodas Hashem. If he gets bad dreams, however, then he's going to then do tshuva. And if a bad person gets a good dream, he's going to think he's a good guy and he's not going to do tshuva. Hashem doesn't want him to do tshuva because it's a rasha and he doesn't have the ability to do tshuva. The Gemara continues down. We have a proof from this from a braisa. Kol shnosav shel David, all of the life of David l'rachal amtav. He didn't see any good dreams. V'lo kol shnosav shel Achitofel, it was a Russia who ended up following Avshalom's rebellion. Lo ra'achal amra, he never saw any negative dreams in order that he shouldn't do tshuva and he shouldn't have the ability to do tshuva. The Gemara continues to have aksiv. Lo sune lecharab, but we have a kasha because it says that we have a drasha. That no evil is going to come before you. This is a bracha that you're not going to get bad dreams or evil thoughts when you sleep, especially. What's that pasuk? That no plague is going to come to you. That when you come home from a long journey, you're not going to be at that time. Your wife is going to have a shail of a safik nida, which you had to be machbir on, because then you're going to be more ahead to yourself. It's a time when you're obviously going to be close and intimate with your wife. And at that point, if she's a suffering nida, you're going to start being more a heter, even though the halacha should be that you should be machbir. So that's the bracha over here. So the Gemara points out the first part of the drasha was that a person who's a tzaddik is not going to have bad dreams. So it says the Gemara, Ella, il, lo chazilei. No, the tzaddik himself is not going to have the bad dreams. However, achwine chazilei, the other people are going to see scary dreams with him in it, and I guess they would tell him, and then he would do tshuva. So he's going to get the ability to do tshuva because he's going to be scared from the dream, but he's not another person's dream, but he's not going to be scared by himself in the middle of the night, so it's not so bad for him. And the Gemara continues now. The Gemara asks, "V'chilo chazilo iu mal yusi." But at the end of the day, if the person himself doesn't see the negative dreams, what's going to be the maila? So the Gemara answers, "V'hamar abizera." The Gemara was assuming right now that you're not going to be seeing any dreams at all. Not good, not bad. So the Gemara says, if a person goes 7 days without sleeping is called Russia. Shenemar is, or bad, literally. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Visavea Yalin Bayipakara. He was going to rest and he's going to be satiated and he's going to not be visited by Ra, by evil. So the Gemara says, Al Tikri, Savea, don't say the word Savea Ella Sheva. So the pasuk is saying that if you go sheva ba'yipak erod, you're going to be bad is happening to you. So the Gemara is assuming that if you go 7 days without a dream, you are considered ra, you're considered bad. So the Gemara says, this is what Ravuna meant to say, the chaza, if a person sees the dream, he doesn't remember that he has a dream in the middle of the night, but he got a good dream in the middle of the night, so then he's a tzaddik, okay? And he doesn't remember it until while he's sleeping, you don't get that issue of complacency, and he's still a tzaddik, so he's still going to be having the dreams, not remembering them. Now the Gemara continues, so what do you do if a person is troubled by the dream that he had? Person sees a dream and is very distressed about it. Should have three people, three of his chaverim should interpret the dream for him. Zagmar says, they should really interpret him. Rav Chista said, a dream that hasn't been interpreted is like a letter hasn't been read, meaning we're afraid. Let's say they give a bad interpretation or they make things a lot worse. So Gemara says, you're right, Ela ima yitavena b'fnei shlosha. They should make it better for him. They make it better for him in the presence of the dream. This is what's called hatavas chalom. They should always say that it's good. Even if he thinks he had a bad dream, they're going to tell him it has to be a good dream, because again, the dreams are all based on the fact of how you said it. So if they tell him it's going to be a good dream, then it's going to in fact be a good dream. This is in Shulchan Aruch. I've seen this one or two times. The people have done this. When the mamash have a very scary dream, they go to three of their friends and they do that tavas chalom for them. This is in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure why more people don't do it. Maybe people aren't choshish at all for their dreams nowadays. But that is the situation. As the Gemara continues now, how do you do this? You go in front of three people and you say to them, I've seen a good dream. They respond to you, it should be good for you and it's going to be good. Hashem should make it good. 7 times it should be good. And it's going to be good. They basically keep telling him that it's going to be good. And the Gemara continues now. You're going to say three psukim. I'll talk about Hashem, lehafech, is to turn around. He's going to transform the bad to the good. Vesholosh pedios, and three psukim that talk about redemption. Vesholosh limos, and three psukim that discuss peace. So the Gemara says, Shlosh Afuchas, what are the three psukim that you say with regards to Hashem transforming sadness to good? Says Gemara, you turn my sadness into dancing, and you undo the sackcloth, and you give me simcha. And the Gemara says, in the second pasuk, we say this on Motzei Shabbos, and transform their mourning into joy, and the third pasuk, Hashem did not listen to Bilam, and he Bilah's curses into brachas, so we say these psukim. Those are the three. Those are considered the three hafichos. What are the shlosh pedios now? The three redemptions. Tichsev padav shel nafshi mikrav li. You redeem my soul in peace against the battles against me. Ftu Hashem yeshuvun, and Hashem will return. The second vayomer am al shaul of this classic with Yonasan and Moshe Sharsay Yosugelazos Chalila Chayim Roshem. Then they reported Yonasan from the gzeira of Shaul said that anyone who takes and Yonasan took the dvash, they reported to him, and that's lashon of the pedia. So Gemara continues now. What are the shlomos? The three things that do with peace. Dichsev bora niv sosayim. Hashem says, "I'm going to make new speech of the lips." Shalom, shalom, rachel, they're coming to be pleased to those who are far and for near. Amar Hashem rafasiv. Hashem said, "I'm going to heal them." Beruach lavshas amsai. That's the first pasuk. Second pasuk is a spirit came amsai and you say, "V'amar to kol achai v'atah shalom v'shalom." You're going to have peace. Sorry, the hemshech of that pasuk was talking about shalom, and then the third pasuk, "V'amar to kol achai v'atah shalom v'chasam v'chol asher l'cha v'shalom." Continues the Gemara now. Amemar umar zutcha v'ravashi. Amemar umar zutcha v'ravashi. Havu yat v'hadi adadi. They were sitting together. Amri, kuchad v'chad minen l'melos l'dolo shimei l'chavre. Let us, each one, let's tell us a chiddush that none of us have heard before. So patachad v'amar. So one of them started saying the following chiddush. Hayman d'chazah chama v'ledem echazah. Someone sees a dream and doesn't know what he saw. Likum kamei kahanim, meaning he's bothered by it. He should stand when the kohanim are doing birkas kohanim. Be'ida d'parsi adai when they're doing birkas kohanim. V'le ma'achi to say the following tefillah. Ribono shel olam. Baruch, the master of the world, my dream is yours. This is my dream. I don't know what it is. Whether I dreamt about myself, whether my friends have dreamt about me, or whether I've dreamt about others. If they're good, strengthen them and fortify them. They should be like the dreams of Yosef, which were big brachos. If they need healing, these dreams, like you, Mara, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the bitter water sweet to drinkable forever, and he healed Miriam from her saras, and Chizkiyahu from his illness, and also through Yericho, just like you made Bilam's curse turn into a bracha, so too, if my dream was a bad dream, it should turn it into a good dream. And this is Alach Lamaisa, we say this as well, that's why we sing it in, this is why we sing it during the Shal Shagalim in Chutz La'aretz, and the Ram points out that why does everyone say it? Because it can't be that you went from one chag to the other chag without a dream. I was wondering that, why the Yom Tov Sheni, maybe the next day, who says everyone had a dream? That's a tzarech I always had. I don't know what the answer to that is. But either way, in Eretz Yisrael, for some reason, they never say this. They rely on the hemshech of this gemara. The Gemara is going to say in a hemshech in a second what they're lying, but other the Gemara concludes that you together did ani tibur amen. You should end this tefillah that as the tibur saying amen, so you could say amen to this tefillah. So if you don't, the Gemara says now if you didn't. If you weren't able to make this, to finish, you finished it earlier, then Le'ma'achah say the following tefillah, Adim, Mamar Moshe Gvura, Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells in peace, Atar Shalom Shem Chal Shalom, your peace and your name is peace, Yotzen Mefanech Shalom Shalom, you make us peace. So this tefillah is Mekubal in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone says this every day right before, right after Birkas Kohanim in Shem Shalom. So I guess that became the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. They don't do the Ribono Shel Olam for a reason. I don't know why, at least on Shalosh Regalim, they should. I don't know exactly why they don't, but that's what goes on in Eretz Yisrael. Continues Gemara now. Pazachi Devamar, so the other Mora said another, this following Chiddush. Hai Mind the Isle of the Master, someone's traveling to a city, he's afraid of Ayin Hara. Lint goes out for the other minute. He should take his thumb of his right hand, either the small hand, his left hand, Zakve did it his small hand, and put his left hand and his thumb in his left hand, Biyada Demina in his right hand, and say the following tefillah, Adi Ploni Bar Ploni, I'm the son of so-and-so, Mizar de Yosef Kasina, I'm coming from I'm the descendant of Yosef, the Loshal Tabin Abisha, who Yosef, there was no Ayin Hara. Shenemar Ben Poras Yosef, the Pasuk says, Yosef is a charming son, Ben Poras Alei Ayin, he's charming to the eye. So Gemara has a drush of what's Alei Ayin, to create Alei Ayin, don't pronounce it as Alei Ayin, charming to the eye, Ala Olei Ayin, the people's eyes who see him, meaning that he's above Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Hach, Rabbi Yosef says, for the following Pasuk, Yidgul Rabbi Karaz Aretz, the Pasuk says he's going to have Pur Revu, he's going to have a lot of children, like the fish of the land, Ma'ad Aganim Shaviyam and Nechazim Aleim, just like fish of the sea, the water covers them, V'in Ayin Ra'al Shaletas Bahem, and there is no Ayin Hara on them, Ach Zorosha Yosef, in Ayin Hara, and Ra'al Shaletas Bahem, there's no Ayin Hara on the Zara of Yosef. Hashem Chumash quotes both these interpretations on the Pasuk about Yosef. If a person's afraid that he's going to give Ayin Hara to others, very interesting. Should look down at his left nostril. I'm not exactly sure what that accomplishes, but that's what the Gemara suggests. Okay, the Gemara says the third Chiddush now from the third Amora. Pasach Idach Amora, the third Amora said the following Chiddush. Haman Dechalash, someone who gets sick, Yom HaKama Lo Legale. The first day, you shouldn't tell everyone. Marashah says the reason is Keli Chayt Veloser Mazel, for he shouldn't have his mazel be worsened. The Marashah explains that it's probably you're going Poseach Piv LeSatan when you say that you're sick. Mikan Nidach, however, once you really know you're sick, after the second day, Legale, you should tell people in order that they should daven for him. The Gemara says, Kihad Rava, like the story of the Rava, what happened? Kihad Vichalash, when Rava got sick, Yom Makam, I love Megali, the first day he didn't tell anyone. Mikan Ve'ilich, from then on he did. Amar Leshami, he told his Gabai, Puk Achriz Rava Lachalash, go tell everyone Rava is sick, that the Soldavin, Mand Rachamli, someone who likes me, Labai Larachamli, should daven for me. Uman, the son of someone who doesn't like me, Lechedvili, I should take joy over the fact that I'm sick. Why? Because it says, Uksiv Vechonavavach Al Tismach, when your enemy is falling, you shouldn't be happy. When he falls down, don't be happy. Why? Because Rosh Baruch Hu is going to see that it's not good, and then he's going to turn his anger from him. So Rav Rava was telling the people who don't like him to be angry at him, so then Rosh Baruch Hu have Rachmanis on him, to be happy that the fact that he's downfalled, in order that he'll have Rachmanis on Rava, and he'll be better. Continues the Gemara now back to the story about dreams. When Shmuel would see a bad dream, Amar, he would say the following. Dreams are nothing. They're like speaking lies. When you would see a positive dream, but dreams do not speak lies. Meaning the pasuk says implies that dreams have real nevuah to them. So then he was assuming that they are good. So the Gemara says, wait a second, those two psukim are associated. Those two psukim are contradicting each other. It says in a dream, I will speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. That dreams are like lies. So which are they? Dreams don't have anything to them. Which is it? So the Gemara says, Lokasha. Kana de Malach. When a dream is really a nevuah, that's through, in a sense, through an angel's shlichus. However, kana de shade, when it's through a shade, which is a demon, that is going to be when a dream has no validity to it. The Gemara continues now. Amar Bizna Barzav, Amar Yakiva, Amar Panda, Amar Rav Nachum, Amar Bira, Mishum Zakin Echa. They said the name of a certain older person, Amanu Rabbanai, that was Rabbanai. What did he say? Esimva Arba Posi Chalon Seb Yerushalayim. There's 24 people used to interpret dreams in Yerushalayim. Pamachas Lantachal. One time I dreamt a dream. Ve'alachli Etzal Kulam. I went to all 24 to hear what they had to interpret my dream. Ma Shepata Lizeh Lo Pataza. Everyone said a different interpretation of what happened. The Kulam Nisgai. But every single one was of those dreams interpreted what they said actually happened. The Kaim Hashenemar Kol Chama Solchim Machar Peh. This teaches us, like we said before, that the way it's interpreted is the way it's going to come out. So the Gemara says, "Atu kol chomas ochar peyakar krahu." He said that there's a pasuk. That, how do you say that's from a pasuk? Where do we have a pasuk that says that? So the Gemara says, really, in there is a pasuk. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Menayin, Shekol Masuch on our pad. There is a remnant to this, at least in the Torah. Shneimar Vayikasher Pasuk Lanu Lanu Kein Haya. So just as Yosef interpreted the dreams for the Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Ofim, when they were explaining to Paro, when really the Sarah Mashkim was telling to Paro, so it says that as he told us, that's as it happened. So the Gemara has a diuk from the fact that it says that that you could tell it that not that since Kasher Pasher was since he was Pasher Lano then Kain Hayah then it was because that's how it happened because of the fact that Yosef was Poter that way. This is Marna Amar Rava Vehud Mimasher LeMein Chame. This only applies that when the person interpreting it is somewhat shayach to what your dream actually was. But if he tells you that a person had dreamt of elephants, he says something completely out of the blue, then it's not going to be Mekuyam Shenemar Ish Kechalomo Pasher with his dream. Sounds like it was somewhat shayach to what they're dreaming about. The considerations of Gemara now, once we're talking about Yosef, Vayar Sara Ofim, that the Sara Ofim saw that he was poser tov for the Sara Mashkim, then he went over to Yosef to ask him to interpret as well. So Gemara says, Mina Yadeh, how did he know this? How did he know that he interpreted it well? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rashi quotes his drush as well. Each one was dreamt their dream, and the interpretation of their friend's dream. Meaning the Sara Ofim dreamt about the Sara Mashkim, the Sara Mashkim dreamt about the Sara HaOfim. Now the Gemara continues on. Rabbi Yochanan Hishkim Nafal the Pasuk Lechpei. Rabbi Yochanan says if a person wakes up and he heard a pasuk when he woke up that was what fell into his mouth. A raising nevuah k'tana. That is a small prophecy. Continues Gemara now. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan also says about dreams. Shloshim is kind of the three types of dreams that are always being fulfilled. Chalom Shal Shachris. One who wakes up in the morning and he dreamt right close to the morning time. The Chalom Shalom Chal Chavir and a dream that his friend dreamt about him is something that's probably going to come true. The Chalom Shal Nifta She Nifater Besol Chalom and a dream that was already interpreted within a dream. The Yeshomer Av Chalom She Nishna. And some say also if you dreamt the same dream twice in one night, so why? What's the raya for that? And Yosef said the fact that your dream was dreamt twice because Hashem is b'mayr lasoso. So that shows that a dream that's dreamt twice is going to be more likely to happen. So Gemara continues now. The Gemara says, Machlokis over here. There's no thing to dreams. The dreams that you have are just simply what you thought about during the day. The pasuk in Daniel, when he was talking about the Nebuchadnezzar, he was saying that you're the king, and what came to you while you're in your bed, the Gemara's drasha is what came to your bed, is that's what dafka you were dreaming about. By saying that, the Gemara says, Mahacha, another source for this, someone that keeps your mind and keeps your thoughts, that is what you're going to be dreaming about. The Gemara now says, Amar Rava says, seems to support Rabbi Yochanan, Shita Teda de la Mechza lo Inche lo Dikla Da'ava lo Pila De'ayon Bekofa de Machata. No one ever dreams about a palm tree of gold or an elephant going in the eye of a needle. So since those things never happen because you never think about it, you never dream about it, so too, only things that you're thinking about is what you really dream about, and there's really no real prophetic nevuah to the dreams. Machlokas Gemara, which is which? And Marsha is beautiful in about this, but just can't be Marach so much. Okay, Adkan for today.